This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We have two amazing subjects to do today, both of them brief but very powerful. The first one is on Daf Pei Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara wanted to know, how do we know that a almana from Erusin has a ksuba, even if it's not written, but it's mitnai bezdin? That's the discussion. And in that discussion, the Gemara quotes a braisa. The Gemara says that if your wife is an arusa and she dies, you're not anoinin, and you're not metame to her. So what does it mean you're not metame to her? That means if you're a kohen, you're not metame to her. Normally a kohen is metame to his wife. A kohen cannot be metame to someone, but to one of the seven relatives you're allowed to be metame. So normally a kohen is metame to his wife, but if she's an arusa, a kohen is not metame to her. Furthermore, if she is an arusa, she does not become an oinein, and she is not metame to him. That's the million-dollar question. What does it mean she is not metame to him? After all, only a kohen cannot be metame to relatives. Only a kohen cannot be metame. A kohenes has no prohibition of being metame'a. So what does it mean that if she is an arusa, she is not metame? Why not? She could be metame to him. Just because she's a kohenes, she could be metame to him. So says Rashi, she's not obligated to be involved with him, and to metame to him. Ben kohenes, whether she's a kohenes, ben Yisraelis, or whether she's a Yisraelis. Afal pi, even though she mitzvah latame lemesim, ha'amurim b'parsha, even though it's a mitzvah to be metame to relatives that are said in the parsha, kedachsiv, like it says, la yitama, to her, you should be metame. But nevertheless, zu eino chayeves, an arusa is not chayev. V'lam mishum kohenes nakela, it didn't pick it because of kohenes. Shloi huzaru kohenes matame lemesim. A kohenes is not warned of being matame to mesim. So in other words, when the braisa says that a arusa is not matame to him, it means she's not obligated to be matame to him. Because normally, one is obligated to be metame to their relatives, okay? There's a chiv to be metame to one's relative. From this Gemara we see that one is obligated to be metame to a relative. If a relative dies, one does not have a choice and say, well, I'll give it to the Chevra Kadisha to take care of. I don't want to be metame. You have an obligation to be metame to relatives. Okay, that's what we see from the words in the Gemara, that an oinein, that an arusa, eina mitama'a. How, what does it mean, eina mitama'a? Eina mitama'a means, v'loi mitama'a loi, means she's not obligated to, because she's only an arusa. But if she was an asua, she would be obligated to, even if she's not a kohenes. In other words, from here we learn that someone is obligated to be metame themselves to relatives. That's the only way to understand the braisa. V'loi metamela, she's not metame to him. It doesn't mean she's not allowed to, right? So she would be allowed to. This arusa would be allowed to. Eina metama means she's not obligated to, which implies that normally you are obligated to. So this would be a clear source. In other words, somebody would ask you, if a relative dies, are you obligated to metameter to them? The answer is yes. What's the source? Ksubas Pei Tes Amud Beis. Where? It says that arusa is not metama. It doesn't mean she's not allowed to. It means she's not obligated to. But everyone else is obligated to. So comes the Rambam. And the way the Rambam paskins seems to be against this Gemara. Because in Hilchos Avelos, the Rambam says in Halacha, Perek Beis Halacha Vav, Kama chamura mitzvah avelos? How stringent is a mitzvah avelos? Shahari nidches loy hatuma mibnei kroivav, because tuma is pushed off for a relative. Kadesh yisasek imahen, in order to involve oneself with them, v'yisabel aleihem, Shenemar, ki im l'sheiroi hakaroi ve'ilav, li'imoi, like your wife who's close to you, to your mother, lo yitama, to her your matame. Mitzvas asei, it's a positive command. Shem loy ratza li'tame, if you don't want to be matame, mitamenoi say al karchai, we contaminate you against your will. You know that? If a kohen says, I don't want to be matame to a relative, he's obligated to, and we matame him against the will as well. This is by male kohanim, shehuzur al atuma. Aval ha-kohanois. But a female kohen, hoyol ve'enon mosharis al atuma, since they are not adjured from becoming tame, kein enon mitzuvois l'stame l'kroivim. They are likewise not obligated to become tame to kroivim. The Rambam learns the chiv of being matame to kroivim is only the male kohen, not the kohenes, because the reason why we're matame is to show that taking care of a relative even overrides tuma. But women who are not commanded on tuma, so a woman who's not commanded on tuma is not obligated to be matame. You're only obligated to matame if normally you're not allowed to be matame. But if you're allowed to be matame, you're not obligated to. Ela imratzu mistames, if they want, the kohenes could be matame. Vim lav loy matameis. The Rambam paskins that a kohen is obligated to be metame to relatives and a kohenes is not obligated. The question is, the way the Rambam paskins is against our Gemara. Because we just saw, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, that from our Gemara we derive that everyone is obligated to become metame to relatives. Because the Gemara says, an arusa eina metama, which can mean she's not allowed to, because kohenos are not mitzuvah on tuma. Eina matama must mean that since she's an arusa, she's not obligated to. But any if she would have been a nesua, she would have been obligated to. So the Gemara is against the Psak of the Rambam. The Rambam is against the Gemara. And this is a question that the Ravid brings up on the Rambam. The Ravid says, Bamed v'amarum b'zachar m'shuzra ala tuma, Amar Avram kasha, ha-detanya ishtai arusa, Loi oinein v'loi metamela. It says, if his wife's not rusa, he's not an oinein, he's not metamter, v'chein hi, loi oinein, loi metameloi. She's not metame. Meaning she's not obligated to. Ha nesua metameloi. But if she would have been nesua, she would be obligated. So the Ravid says, the Rambam is against the Gemara. So, I'm sure, I want to share with you an amazing answer to this question. How is the Rambam going to wiggle out of this one? The Gemara indicates that regularly somebody is obligated to be metame to relatives, and the Rambam learns only a kohen is obligated to be metame to. Now, according to the Rambam, if a regular person's relative passes away, you don't have to go to Levaya. Only the kohen. You know, you hear this? You have a relative that passed away, only the kohanim have to go. Nobody else has to go. That's the shita of the Rambam. Everybody else holds, everyone has to go. Our Gemara indicates everyone has to go.
For the coin to drive home the point that there is the, not only are they candy, but they're supposed to.
Kohanim are supposed to. According to the Rambam, nobody else is supposed to. Nobody else has to. But our Gemara indicates everyone has to. The answer is, do you remember how Rashi learned this Gemara? Not in Ksubis. The way he learns it in Ksubis is against the Rambam. Rashi learned this Gemara differently in Yevamos. Let me bring to your attention how Rashi learned the same Gemara in Yevamos. Okay, this is Yevamos Chav Tes Amud Beis. V'loy metama'a. So the first pshan Rashi is Eina Tzricha L'Sasik Bay. She doesn't have to. V'lav Davka Nakad. It's Lav Davka. V'loy metames d'ha b'nois aroin loy huzra ala tumah. Ela aidi dinaka loyoinenes means she doesn't have to, because the truth is, why would I need to say she doesn't have to? But benois aron are not muzar on tuma. Ela aidi dinaka loyoinenes isuchle nakad veloy mitames. She's not mitame. Deboy lemisni tarti bedida uvedide. In other words, the first pshat of Rashi is like Rashi says over here, that v'loy metama means She doesn't have to become Tamei, but the truth is it's not a Chiddush because women are not Muzar and Tuma. Again, from which Rashi in Ksubas learns, she's not obligated to, everyone else is. But Rashi brings a different shot here. Velinera, you know what it means, Velay Matama? She's not Matama. It doesn't mean she's not obligated to. It means she's not allowed to. See, not allowed to, but a woman is not Musar and Tumah. Yeah, they are. By the Regalim, people are now to become Tamei. The halacha is regal time, you're now to become Tamei. So if she would be a Nesua, she would be obligated to become Tamei. V'loi mitames doesn't mean she is not obligated to become Tamei, from which we would derive, but if she would be Nesua, she'd be obligated. V'loi mitames means she's not allowed to. But if she would be a Nesua, she would be allowed to. But it doesn't mean she would have to. Says Rashi, V'loi mitames, V'linir v'loi mitames kugon beregel, like on the Yom Tov. She Yisrael mishar malatuma, even a regular Yisrael is now to become Tamei Yom Tov time. Where do we learn that from? Mi v'niv lasam le'sigo b'masachas Rosh Hashanah. There's a totally different way to learn the sugya. Pashup shad is like Rashi says here in Ksubas. She's not obligated to become Tamei. That implies everyone else is obligated. But there's another way to learn this. The other way to learn this is she is not allowed to become Tamei, because since she's only in Arusa, she can't for naught make herself Tamei regal time. But if she would have been in Asua, she would be allowed to. Would she be obligated to? The Rambam would say, I only hold a Kohen is obligated to be Metamei. Nobody else is obligated. So this is another way to learn the Sugya, and this is what the Lecha Mishnah says to answer the Ravitz Kasha. The Lecha Mishnah says, Masha Amru Bebraisa Ishtai Arusa Einu Metamela Efsha Lefaresh Ladas Rabbeinu. The Rambam would explain, like Tosfos explains, or the way Rashi we just read explains. The Rasulimar Einu Metamei Beregel the Chayiv Adam Letaru Atzmai. Ulekach Amru Arusa Davka Aval Nesua Mutter Letamei Afilu Beregel Ulefize Asi Shapir Daha Deloy Metamei. This that you're not allowed to metame, have a barusa davka. Okay, so that's how this, the Ravitz Kasha on the Rambam, that our Gemara is muchach, that everyone is mechuyiv to metame, not so fast. There's another way to learn the Gemara. Eina metame doesn't mean she's not obligated to. Eina metame means she's not allowed to. She's not allowed to become tame. Yeah, it's talking about beregel. Okay, that's first subject.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.